You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Idaho State University held its first day of classes for the fall 2020 semester yesterday. Boise State will welcome students to campus Monday, and then the University of Idaho plans to open classroom doors the Monday after that, August 31st. Each school will deliver many of those classes in person, making adjustments to class size and cleaning protocols, as Idaho does remain among the states, one of the states with the highest rates of COVID-19. But even before the pandemic shut down campuses last spring, Idaho's four-year institutions were facing a murky financial outlook. That's according to an analysis from our guest today, Kevin Richard of Idaho Ed News. Kevin, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Gemma. Thanks for having me aboard.
And we will, of course, link the story so all of you can read it in its entirety. So you can head to our website for that. So, Kevin, in the recent analysis of Idaho's state universities, you identified three pre-existing problems: recruitment, budget, and image. So let's start with that recruitment piece of it. Where are all three of these schools experiencing issues there? Or was that a problem more into one institution in particular?
Well, I think recruiting is always going to be a challenge for Idaho universities, partly because there's so much of a financial stake attached to student recruitment. I mean, over the past several decades, the state has consciously moved the cost of higher education away from taxpayers and onto the shoulders of parents and students. That's just the facts of the matter. So parents and students pay about half of the cost of the higher education system in the state. So if you're not getting students in the door, that's going to affect your bottom line. And that's been an issue. Idaho State University has dealt with enrollment declines over the past several years. University of Idaho's enrollment has been kind of flat. Boise State's enrollment has grown rapidly over the past several years, as we all know, as kind of an outgrowth of the boom in the Treasure Valley. So what's happening within enrollment is a big deal for these colleges and universities. And in the middle of the pandemic, enrollment is a huge question mark, not just for colleges and universities in Idaho, but across the country. There are some really dire predictions about what's going to happen on campuses.
So before we get to that, let's go back to December, which I know feels like a lifetime ago, right? But all three—
four COVIDs ago or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, exactly. But all three university presidents back in December agreed to freeze tuition for in-state students. So what were they hoping to accomplish when they decided to do that?
Well, what they were hoping for was to make college more attractive, make it more affordable, make it more accessible to students who might not have been thinking about it as, you know, as seriously. The idea of holding the line on tuition and fees was a calculated risk even a year ago, because the universities were already facing tough financial challenges even before COVID-19, even before the recession and the budget cuts that have been forced because of that downturn. There was an element of risk involved with doing the tuition freeze in the first place. That's why I was really surprised last fall when the university presidents agreed to a tuition freeze. I didn't see it coming. I think I was on your show a few days before it happened saying, oh, they could never do that. Well, they did it. But we'll never really know for sure what kind of effect it had, because so much has changed and so many variables are factoring into what's happening with enrollment. So we'll never know really how much of a success the freeze was, but it's in effect. I mean, you know, students who do go back to school this fall will be paying the same in tuition and fees as they were a year ago.
Do you have any idea if these university presidents regret that decision? I mean, of course, hindsight's 20/20, right?
Well, when I talked to C. Scott Green, the president of University of Idaho, a couple of weeks ago, he said, you know, sure, you know, it would be nice to have the revenue that comes from a, you know, increase in tuition and fees. But he remained steadfast that this was the right thing to do, that trying to get college and university education more attractive, trying to reach more students that might not be thinking about continuing their education, he still thinks it's the right thing to do. So, yeah, he's still on board with it, but it's complicating the financial picture for colleges and universities. There's no question about that.
So let's talk about one of these other three pre-existing problems, image. Because you wrote about an image problem connected in part to diversity and inclusion initiatives, but in particular at Boise State University. So how is that issue connected to getting funding from the legislature?
I think it all connects to a skepticism that a number of legislators have about the higher education system. And while the diversity debate and the inclusion debate has been a flashpoint in that whole issue, it's not the only topic. You know, I go back to the very end of the legislative session in March. It took the House of Representatives three tries to pass a higher education budget. And they were talking about very small changes in the budget, very small reductions in the budget to get to a number that could pass the House. And you had lawmakers on the House floor saying, we think that this is an overblown system. We think it's bloated. We think we've got to get into the budgets and do some serious cutting. Well, universities have been doing some serious cutting. University of Idaho had to erase effectively a $14 million shortfall this year, a shortfall that could get even bigger in the future. Idaho State University is having to address shortfalls. I mean, there have been cuts being made within the system, and there were cuts being made within the system before COVID-19 and before the downturn.
Do you expect these issues, Kevin, to come back up in the legislative session come January? These, in particular with inclusion, because even though Republican legislators, you know, take issue with this, students and faculty were, you know, really saying that we need a more equitable system.
Oh, I think it's absolutely going to be an issue next session. I think there's still skepticism and opposition to some of these programs. I think you've still got a cadre of legislators who are convinced that this is wasted money, that it's being misused, that it's that these programs are not helping, that they're actually more divisive than they are helpful. So I don't think those sentiments have gone away. And when dollars are going to be tight, and we know dollars are going to be tight this next legislative session, I think every budget is going to be under increased scrutiny. So I think higher education, I think the higher ed budget is going to have a big target on its back as it goes through the legislature.
So let's talk about the effects that COVID-19 has already had on higher ed budgets. I mean, you mentioned earlier in the interview just how tight things were before COVID. But I mean, how much money was lost right away last spring? And I mean, the schools have not been able to recover from this.
Yeah, let's look about what happened in the spring semester, because it sort of sets the stage for what's happening here in the fall. So Boise State figures that it lost about $10 million in the spring when it had to shut down the campus and send students home. You know, that takes a lot of forms. That's, you know, lost revenue from housing, from room and board. You know, you refund what students have paid for room and board. You forego, you know, what sound like little things, but they certainly add up and they certainly contribute to a university's bottom line. You know, the bookstore, parking, campus events, all of these things factor into the cash flow for a university. So Boise State, $10 million. It forced furloughs across staff. U of I figures it was about a $7 million loss from last spring. And that's just from one, you know, portion of spring semester. That's only for the final, mm-hmm. you know, less than 2 months of the school year. So that gives you an idea how much money is on the line, how much money colleges and universities lose when they can't have students on campus.
So then, Kevin, let's talk about, I mean, so student housing is back open. We know that. Students are returning to campus. The big moneymaker, though, you know, it's kind of a necessary evil if you're on the academia end of it, right? And that is football. Football at Boise State and the U of I are canceled. We're also talking, like, you know, big events, conferences, canceled. How big of a financial blow is this?
Well, I think football and sports, I mean, that's huge in terms of the athletic department budget. I mean, there's no getting around the fact that football and, looking down the road, men's college basketball, those are the two revenue makers for an athletic program. Really, every other sport is not a revenue sport. I mean, they're important. I mean, but they don't bring in tickets. They don't bring in TV revenue. So for Boise State to forego football this fall has a huge impact on its athletic department budget. But the athletic department budget is its own thing. It's its own standalone. The budget implications for face-to-face learning versus online learning are also really considerable. And that's what I took a closer look at in my piece.
So do we know yet how the pandemic has affected enrollment? Or do we need to wait, maybe a couple more weeks to a month until students have returned to campus and then maybe, stayed on campus or maybe decide they're going to step out for the semester?
We're starting to get a picture of that, and it's kind of mixed. You mentioned that ISU started its fall semester on Monday. Kevin Satterley, the president at ISU, said on Monday that it looks like enrollment is going to be down by about 4%. That's not good, but it could be a whole lot worse. The projections back in the spring were pointing towards perhaps a 20% loss in enrollment across the country, not just in Idaho. 20% loss in enrollment. And when you're getting about half of your money from tuition and fees, if you have 20% fewer students walking in the door, that is a huge financial hit. When I talked to Satterley earlier this summer, and he projected it might be about a 3% drop off in enrollment. Now we're talking about 4%. The word he used was manageable. We can work with a 3% decrease. It's not any other year we'd be talking about a 3 or 4% drop in enrollment at ISU, and the headline would be, continued enrollment drops at ISU, which would be accurate. But this year, a 3 or 4% drop off, and U of I is looking at something similar, maybe in the 4% range. It's not great, but it could be a whole lot worse. By the way, Boise State, Marlene Trump on Monday was saying that their numbers are trending upward, that she's expecting enrollment might actually be up 1% this fall. And the reason students in other states, they want face-to-face learning, they can't get it at home, they're looking at other states. And in this case, they're looking at Boise State as an option.
I have to say, Kevin, I mean, the upward trend is kind of surprising to hear, but you're absolutely right. When it's like a 4% decrease from what we've been hearing across the country from higher education institutions, I mean, it is the first time you're like, oh, that's not that bad, right? I mean, it's putting it in that perspective. I mean, honestly.
Right. I mean, everything in this COVID economy is relative. I mean, so a drop off of a couple of percentage points, again, what Kevin Satterley said about it is it's a manageable number. It's something that will not break the bank. But we don't really know what those enrollment numbers are going to look like for sure until October. And when you start talking about the community colleges, the two-year colleges, a lot of students really just show up in the final few days. So it's really difficult for them to project what they're going to see in terms of enrollment. So we'll be watching those numbers very carefully in October.
Before I let
and the
you
bigger
go,
thing maybe we watch for is, can these schools stay open? Can they continue face-to-face learning? That is
okay. That's what I quickly want to talk about with you, because we've already seen that at universities in other parts of the country. I mean, namely in the headlines right now is University of North Carolina in Chapel
Hill.
You have
that in the open.
Well, right. I mean, they literally, they say that there were, parties, campus parties, students gathering, doing everything that they should not be doing. At the same time, these are college students, and that is part of the college experience. Right. So they had to go from from in-person to online. In Idaho, if they have to do that, how will that affect the bottom line in the sense of, keeping the lights on, right? Paying the bills, more layoffs. I mean, or we should say layoffs, because some universities have furloughed. They did not do layoffs at this point.
It could be cataclysmic, and I don't use that word lightly. Go back to what we were talking about with U of I in the spring, the $7 million that they had to forego from just the final few weeks of the spring semester. So when C. Scott Green talks about an online academic year at the U of I for the entire year, if they had to do that or if they had to shut down. That could be a $33 million hit on the budget. I mean, all of that lost revenue over the course of the year, plus the money that you've already put into the university just to try to make it COVID safe, whether it's setting up a testing lab like they have, whether it's setting up, thermal scanners at the doorways of the, the food court so that they can figure out if somebody is has coronavirus symptoms, all of that, making more classrooms, Zoom capable, all of that money that you've, for lack of a better word, sunk into making your campus coronavirus safe, plus the lost revenue, it's a huge stake. So when a university has to go online, like you've seen it at North Carolina, or if you see it happen here in Idaho, it could have a devastating effect on the bottom line.
Yeah, Kevin, I want to thank you for coming on and talking with us. We've been talking with Kevin Richard of Idaho Ed News. We will link his full story at our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. You really should read it in its entirety. Kevin, always good to have you.
And I'll have more about the enrollment numbers this afternoon. I'll have a story
okay.
this afternoon.
So go to Idaho Ed News for the very latest on that.
Yep.
Okay, more Idaho Matters right after this.